Well, congratulations. How does it feel to get a couple more years?
It's definitely a weight off your shoulders in the summertime. And, you know, I'm excited to be able to be here and be a part of the Winnipeg Jets organization for another couple years. You know, I couldn't be happier.
What was the process like? Did you think very much about it, or?
No, I didn't think anything of it. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of out of your control, and you just let your agent and, you know, Winnipeg kind of figure it out. And, you know, I got a couple calls here and there, but the deal got done relatively quick, which is really nice, and it was a pretty easy process.
Where do you see yourself fitting here with three goaltenders here right now? I mean, where are you?
You know, not really thinking about that right now. I'm sure everything will sort itself out in time, and the only thing I can control is getting myself ready for the season to put my best foot forward as soon as the season starts.
Do you allow yourself to think about next year's expansion draft?
Not really. The only thing I think about is, you know, it's a cool situation having Vegas coming in, and it's a different situation. You know, there's still a lot of stuff to be hammered out in the details of that, so it's not really one thing that you think about aside from it kind of being a little bit of a cool experience to go through.
What is your focus for this summer and heading into next season?
It's just to, you know, get a little bit stronger, a little bit quicker, and you know, you want to clear your head coming into the season and be ready as soon as the season starts. You know, especially with the World Championship this summer, you know, all the top guys will already have a few competitive games under their belt coming into the season. So the rest of us who aren't playing in that have to be ready, because those guys are going to be coming in with at full speed.
A bit of a roller coaster for you last season. What, in your mind, would be the greatest challenge that you faced?
It was just staying positive. You know, I went through a stretch of not playing games and then a stretch of not winning games. So, you know, that's one of those things that just kind of happened throughout any hockey player's career. You know, things aren't always going to be smooth, and you just have to stay positive during that. And I think I did a pretty good job. And, you know, this year, you know, I'm hoping to build on how I finished the season and just go from there.
You haven't been in the NHL long, but you've kind of gone through almost every situation during a regular season so far with success and then it not going your way. How much has that helped early on in your career now moving forward?
It definitely helps, you know, especially being a younger player in the league. You know, the more experiences you get, the better you can handle yourself later on. And, you know, there's things that happened last year that, you know, in hindsight, I could have handled differently and done different things and figured things out a little bit quicker. And now I can draw on those experiences if I ever get in that situation again and kind of get back on track a little bit quicker.
I was Garth Brooks over the weekend. I know you and Quinton Howden had a chance to spend some time with him.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. You know, he's such a down-to-earth, nice, humble guy. And, you know, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, I was able to share it with some people, too, which made that much more special.
Are you training in Winnipeg this summer, or are you just here for the week?
Yeah, I'm in Winnipeg all summer. I'm training, and, you know, it's nice to be here full-time. You know, you get to see the winter side of Winnipeg. It's kind of nice to see the summer and the nice weather here, so it's been a nice change.
Are you changing your mentality or anything going into next summer's or next September's training camp, because there are those three guys that will be fighting for the jobs?
Not really. You know, I'm just trying to do what I can. I'm going to make a couple tweaks into my off-season training that I think will be beneficial moving forward, and hopefully those work out, and I'll just be ready to go come training camp.
About off-ice tweaks, or what are they?
Off-ice and on-ice. You know, there's talk of potentially having goalie equipment change, so depending on what happens with that, will depend on how much earlier I start skating than normal, so it's kind of a waiting game right now for that, but there's some off-ice stuff that I've changed too. You know, working out here with a different trainer too is another change, so hopefully it all works out.
Any apprehension on your part on the potential goalie equipment change?
No, you know, it's one of those things that, like, it again, it's out of my control, and you know, I think I'm with the bulk of the goalies. As long as we're protected, it doesn't matter how big the equipment is or how small it is. You know, the last thing you want to do is get hurt from a shot, but you know, all the manufacturers do such a great job in making protective equipment, and they're not going to put us in any danger, so you know, whatever happens with that.
How much will you pay attention to the draft this weekend?
I'll definitely be following it. It's definitely a really cool situation to have such a high pick, and you know, it's going to be huge for our organization. You know, there's we're definitely on the path to building something really special here, and you know, Friday's going to be another step in that direction.
What was your reaction when you saw that the team had moved up to the second overall pick? I mean, that's a potentially defining moment for this franchise.
Yeah, it was a really cool. I actually had Mark Stewart over for dinner that night, and I kind of forgot the draft was on. So it was on TV in the other room, and I was making dinner, and all of a sudden Stu started yelling that we had a potential top three pick, so that we ran in there, and it was really cool. You know, I don't think anyone expected us to jump up that much, and, you know, it's huge for our organization moving forward.